Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, our His Five, where we continue with 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to be talking about the word drifting, like when you go to the beach and you get in the water right in front of your stuff and you quit paying attention. And then when you look up, you've drifted off course, you know, because the current took you there. What does that look like in our own life? Can we drift and get away from what God wants us to do? And our first verse today is Matthew 26, 74 through 75. It says, "Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, 'I don't know the man.' Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, 'Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and wept bitterly." So have you ever been, you know, like we just said, you're swimming in the ocean, you look up, you've drifted off course. And if we're not careful, that current can take us off track really without us even realizing it. And the same is true in life. You know, usually before a big mistake, we can look back and realize that we drifted off course for a while before we blew it. You know, in the scripture above, Peter had just denied Christ three times shortly after he stated he would never do that. And while none of us may have encountered that exact situation, you know, we've all been in situations where we've just blown it big time. And the aftermath of that is guilt, and shame, and disgust. And, you know, I don't think Peter woke up that day and decided to deny Christ. It was a slow drift. And there were things that Peter did leading up to the denial that I noticed as we look into this. So first off, he let pride get in the way. And when pride sets in, it can be the beginning of a downward spiral. Also, he lacked a focus on prayer. After pride sets in, we begin to believe that we can do things in our own power and not rely on Christ. And also, he took things into his own hands. So when pride sets in, we don't focus on the power of God through prayer. We begin to take things into our own hands instead of relying on the power and providence of God. So if you find yourself drifting today, you can always get back on track. You know, a slow drift day after day after day can lead to devastating consequences. But the way to get back on track is the opposite of how we got here. So if Peter let pride get in the way, we can avoid that by humbling ourselves before God. If Peter got there by a lack of focus on prayer, we can make sure that we do focus on prayer, realizing that we need God every step of the way. And if he took things into his own hands, we can counteract that by letting God's providence handle the situations that we think we need to take into our own hands. So our closing verse, Proverbs 28:14, "Blessed is the one who always trembles before God, but whoever hardens their heart falls into trouble." So listen, as we close, don't be drifting and have just a slow drift where you look up one day and you're so far gone, you don't know what to do. We can counteract that, and we can keep the drifting from happening by humbling ourselves before God, focusing on prayer, and letting God's providence handle the situation. So if you have been drifting, it's good to recognize it, get back on track before you get way out of the way, and continue to do what God calls you to do. See you next time.